Yes, it was a cover-up from the beginning.
The federal government knows fully well what is taking place with regard to the UFO phenomenon.
These are the files of the Disclosure Agency. My name is Victor Vigiani, and welcome to the program.
Headline edition, July 8, 1947. The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
We thought we'd take some time to speak with Richard M. Dolan, author, lecturer, and historian.
Three, not one, not two, three hovering flying saucers, essentially, and a four-star general giving a lecture about them, describing them as the ARV, alien reproduction vehicle. There's a lot to that story.
A conversation involving a officer by the name of Arthur Philbin, who we confirmed, and overheard the threats to her mother. But the mother was told that if they ever said another word about the incident, that they would kill their children.
Here's Don Schmidt, preeminent expert on the crash near Corona, New Mexico.
You want to stay connected. You want to stay licensed. You want to stay involved. You want to have your jobs. You cooperate. You listen. You do what you're told. Here are your talking points, and this is all you will say regarding the matter.
You're listening to the files of the Disclosure Agency.
Former legal counsel to the United States Jesuit headquarters, Daniel Sheehan, says the church and the U.S. government are covering up the existence of extraterrestrial civilizations.
Former Ministry of Defense official in the U.K., Nick Pope.
Roswell's a fascinating case, but it's now almost 70 years in the past, and all the original witnesses have passed on. So Rendlesham Forest is perhaps our best case.
In a report received directly by the Disclosure Agency from the NORAD commander in Colorado, he indicated to us that 1,800 unidentified flying objects, or in their words, unknown tracks, have been captured on their radar. Over the last 5 years, each year, 75 intercepts by CF-18 jets. Now the question is, what are they tracking and what are they intercepting? For the answers to these questions and more, join us next time on the files of the Disclosure Agency. I'm Victor Vigiani. Let's talk again soon.